The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
It's All-Ireland Final Week. Anything to say, boys?
No, it's great to be here. It's great.
How would you stop?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Off the ball. This is News Talk.
All right, you're welcome back. It's Thursday's Off the Ball. Nathan with you this evening. It is Tyrone against Mayo, the 2021 All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Throws in at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. To look ahead to that match, we're joined by Monaghan's Conor McManus. And first, former Mayo and Armagh player Billy Joe Padden is with us. Good evening, Billy Joe.
How are things, Nathan?
So, 2008, the last time Tyrone won All-Ireland. Apparently it's a bit longer since Mayo won it.
Somebody might have mentioned it.
So I hear. Any tickets?
How many are you looking for? I've loads.
How many messages have you got so far this week?
Quite a few. Not only this week, last week as well. It's understandable considering the reduced capacity. So it's difficult. And I hope everyone that really, really wants to be there ends up getting there.
Listening to a lot of the previews and reading the build-up and the various pullouts in the local newspapers, everyone expects it seems to be a low-scoring, tight game, a battle, a traditional, old-school fight, tough, little bit dirty, little bit niggly. Can you make a case for anything else?
The only case I can make is that Mayo would prefer it to be fast-paced, open, end-to-end, loads of turnovers, loads of counter-attacking opportunities from turnovers. But at the same time, I think that the Mayo players going out on the field will know that if you find yourself in a situation where you don't attack very well and you cough up the ball, well then no better team than Tyrone to counter-attack and punish you. And then I think it's not a fear factor, but the caution that the Mayo players might have in that situation would be, well, if you find yourself 3 or 4 points down to Tyrone earlier on, well, it can be really difficult to claw it back considering their qualities of basically rope-a-dope and being able to suck you in and counter-attack. And it's hard to force the issue against Tyrone when they have a lead like that. So I think that's probably what would lead Mayo to be caution in terms of, you know, throwing off the shackles and just going from it from the word go. But we're dealing with James Horan here, Nathan, and he asks, he's very much the guru of go. So everything will be done at a high intensity, high pace. So you're right, those sort of body clashes in the middle third, diving on the ball, you know, Mayo will definitely have the stomach for that, and no doubt Tyrone, when you consider the opening stages of their game against Kerry, well, they won't be found wanting in that department either.
If you want a bit of a masterclass in tackling, Lee McHale was talking to Owen Sheehan earlier this morning, and they spoke for about 10 minutes on that balance of toughness and timing when it comes to tackling. It's well worth listening to. It's up on the OTB app already. We'll come back to that in a moment, but I do want to focus a lot on Tyrone as well, because we can go down a rabbit hole with Mayo pretty quickly, Billy Joe. And Conor McManus is with us, the Monaghan forward. Evening, Conor.
Hey Nathan, how are you?
I'm very well. You know all about this Tyrone side. You went so close to beating them in that Ulster final. When you compare this Tyrone side to the Mickey Hart Tyrone side of the last few years, what is the biggest difference? What really, when you get on the pitch with them, would you have noticed that has changed with Tyrone?
To be perfectly honest with you, there's not a massive change in it. Like, you know, and I have heard people talking about, you know, they're more attacking and they're you know, there's a lot more focus on. There just seem to be a wee bit of an injection into their overall play. You know, how they're playing and how they're setting up is no major difference to what Tyrone have been at this last number of years. You know, if you look back at Tyrone teams in the last 5 or 6 years, you know, they were getting men back, they were getting numbers back. And their lifeblood is turnovers. Like, their oxygen is turnovers. And you know, I think I heard Billy Joe saying there that they will try and suck you in and strip you of the ball and break. And that's what Tyrone have been doing for a number of years now. They're just doing it very well at the moment.
Yeah, so is it as simple as that actually those halfbacks, that when they are winning those turnovers, suddenly are a bit more aggressive, a bit more ambitious when they're going forward?
Yeah, they seem to be. And there's maybe a wee bit more of a license to go forward. But I think, like, you know, a lot was made of the new management in Tyrone and the new style of play at the start of the year. But I think, you know, when they went down to Kerry, they quickly realised that wasn't going to work. And they have reverted back just to type, you know, and what they know and I suppose what they're good at. And it's working for them so far. And it's going to be very similar to what they've done in the semi-final and even against ourselves in the in the Ulster final and against Donegal in the Ulster semi-final. We're going to see more of that in the All-Ireland final.
You would have played a lot against Mayo and a lot against Tyrone, and like the physicality of both sides has come up a lot in the build-up. Can you talk a bit about that, how they compare to some of the other really strong teams of this generation? Are they two teams that are on the verge of reckless at times, that are willing to put their bodies absolutely on the line?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's how they play, you know, and I suppose they are more so, like, particularly Mayo, particularly this year, you know, with the absence of Killian O'Connor. Even if you go back to the semi-final where Killian O'Connor wasn't playing and Aidan O'Shea was taken off, Mayo didn't have what you would call, you know, recognised or you know, any of their top-class forwards that have been there, say, the last 5-10 years on the field at that time. So it's not so much individual brilliance that's got Mayo to this stage. It's just how they play, how their team plays, how they work, how they tackle, how they attack. They attack as a team, they defend as a team. Their scores coming from everywhere, and it's very similar with Tyrone as well. Like, I think you even seen the Ulster final, like, their full forward line was, against Kerry, you know their full forward line was reasonably quiet the whole game, but they were getting scores. They were getting scores from their defence, they were getting scores from their goalkeeper, they get their, all of their full back line scored. So the two teams are very similar in how they play. They're not reliant on any one or two players. It's very much how the team plays and how the system plays and where the scores can come out of, and the scores can come out of anywhere.
Billy Joel, when we look at Mayo and big games, there's always a real focus on matchups, and like one of the first things everyone will do when the game throws in is see where Lee Keegan is and who Lee Keegan's on. And it was interesting reading Brian McGuigan this week, where he was talking about Tyrone and Conor Myler and Kieran McGeary as to who they will be on, but also you're wondering who from Mayo is going to be on them, and he was thinking it might be a Lark Orbit Tommy Walsh situation where they're just chasing each other around the pitch. Who do you think goes on Myler and McGeary, and who do you think the main matchups are going to be for Mayo in terms of Lee Keegan and Paul Regahora?
Well, I suppose firstly, I think that Myler, you know, he's done a brilliant job all season on taking important players in the middle third of the opposition and really tracking them well and winning those battles. I would consider him winning that battle against Paddy. Clifford really put him on the back foot. I expect that he'll be given the job of tracking Paddy Durkan and trying to hurt Paddy Durkan and put him in defensive situations. If I was James Horan, it's not that I wouldn't be concerned with that, but I wouldn't go on with the distraction of trying to manipulate a way where Paddy Durkan does not end up being tracked by Conor Myler. I think James Horan's approach has always been to back his own players. So I think he'll say, if that's his matchup that is going to be in that situation, so be it. I think Paddy Durkan's a fantastic player, and I think he's going to win that one-on-one.
And they do have that experience, I guess, as well, Billy Joe, of All-Ireland finals, of coming up against that Mayo, particularly with Lee Keegan, where so often would mark Dublin's best player, yet it somehow never interfered with his attacking play.
No, and that's exactly, you know, and I know in those situations it was probably maybe different. You know, Stephen Rochford might have been manager, but I think both of those Mayo managers backed their players to say, well, you know, particularly if you're playing right half back, and you know, Keegan in those iconic performances in All-Ireland finals on Connolly, and Paddy Durkan in many ways. Even Paddy Durkan did a magnificent job on Jack McCaffrey a couple of seasons ago as well, where he's good enough defensively to hold his own on anyone, and I think he's good enough defensively to hold his own on Myler. And then he's a serious threat counter-attacking going down the field. The only thing I'll say is this, Myler's brilliant at tracking those runners. So, you know, he's really, really strong defensively and has that selflessness and that discipline to really track Paddy Durkan. So it's going to be an intriguing battle. But I think the Mayo management, I think Mayo supporters will back Paddy Durkan in that regard because he's such a good footballer. I think at the other end of the field, you mentioned O'Hora, and that's probably a bit trickier. And a lot of that will dictate how Tyrone line up. I think O'Hora would be happy enough. Or maybe O'Hora in the early stages of the game might have to take Darren McCurry if Mayo put Darren Cohen back on Matty Donnelly. But I suppose the extra layer of thinking that goes on that is that you expect Cathal McShane to come on, you expect Dara Canavan to come on. And if Cathal McShane comes on, I think then O'Hora would go on to him. And there'd be a tweak that way, with maybe Brendan Harrison being ready for Dara Canavan, or maybe Brendan Harrison coming out with 20 minutes to go for McCurry if he's still there doing damage. So I think it's much more fluid in the Mayo situation in the full back line, because really they only really have one recognised player that's comfortable in the full back line in O'Hora, because Plunkett is probably more comfortable playing the half back line. Mayo supporters on the Mayo management would like to see Lee Keegan at halfback driving on, like what he did to Conn O'Callaghan in the second half of the semi-final. And I'm sure Tyrone would be looking to see the opposite. So they'll probably try and play with at least two people in the full forward line at all times to keep one of those Mayo strike runners there.
Yeah, Connor, when you look at those matchups, and particularly McGeary, Myler, Donnelly, and like the impact of the Tyrone bench then with the likes of Canavan and McShane, do you see anything different from what Billy Joe said in terms of those matchups?
No, possibly not. I suppose look at both sets of management be sitting down and trying to pick who they want where. I think you're right that Myler will possibly be given the task of tracking Paddy Dorcan. I think in an ideal world, Mayo would want Paddy Dorcan tracking Matty Donnelly. You know, physically they match up, you know, quite well, and they would feel that he would track him around the field. If he drops into the full forward lane, Paddy Dorcan would be comfortable enough to go into the full back lane with him. If he goes out around the middle of the field, Paddy Dorcan could go with him there and potentially try and put Matty Donnelly on the back foot as well. So it could be a case that there's a wee bit of cat and mouse in the early stages of the game, and teams would want to try and force their matchups on each other. But by and large, I think Mayo are quite comfortable with their players, you know, and where they play. And much the same with Tyrone. Like, they have so many players that are versatile, can play in half forward line, can play in around the middle, can play in the half back line. So there'll probably be early doors that we would have feeling out, but I think after 10 or 15 minutes the game will take shape, and maybe matchups might somewhat go out the window bar one or two.
There's no way Aidan O'Shea doesn't start this game, is there, Billy Joe?
No, he starts the game. I suppose the question for me in relation to that is I'd say notionally he'll line out at full forward. I think he'll spend some time there. Personally, I don't like him as a full forward, other than maybe in short spells. I think though there would be some benefit against Tyrone, you know, considering what we've seen, and even backed up by what Connor has just said, that they haven't changed a whole lot defensively, and that they still get loads of numbers back and look for counterattacks. And if you are playing in the full forward line and you're the furthest forward player, well, then it's important that you keep your depth, stay close to the goal, because you're going to have to spread out that area of the field as much as possible, circulate players, because at times when you have possession, they will have, you know, 12, 13, 14 bodies back there. So maybe when Aidan O'Shea is in the full forward line, that he is very close to goal and is maybe an outlet for a ball that's right in on the square. On the other hand, I expect him to spend a lot of time out around the middle of the field. I think Mayo will try and pressurise the Tyrone kick out, and he'll have a key role to play in that considering his size. And just when you look at the Tyrone players in the middle of the field, it's probably a better matchup for Aidan than Dublin are, because Dublin are so mobile in that area of the field, it's a bit more difficult considering his size to get around the field. I think he'll spend more time in the midfield and will have an impact on those physical exchanges on the long kickouts.
Yeah, obviously the kickouts and both goalkeepers, Connor, are going to be so important in this. But then the relevance of the kickouts to the midfield, and what it seems might be a Mayo strength if they have Aidan O'Shea in there. Matty Rowan is having an all-star season. Jermaine O'Connor will be in around there if Conor Loftus is playing. Is that an area actually that Mayo will look to force Niall Morgan into kicking into, or, you know, is Niall Morgan so good you can't force him to do anything he doesn't want to do?
Yeah, well, I think if you look back at the second or the semi-final against Kerry, Kerry forced Niall Morgan to kick long, and Kerry won a lot of Tyrone's kickouts. But it's ultimately what you do with the ball when you have it. And I suppose if the Kerry team or the Kerry lads were sitting back watching the semi-final, they would be disappointed with it no more than ourselves in the Ulster final, with what you do when you have the ball. And sometimes that's Tyrone, whilst they want to get their hands on the ball, they're very, very comfortable when you have the ball, because they know when they can get you turned over, they have you exactly where they want you, and that's on the counter-attack. So whilst the kickouts are very, very important, I think what's more important this weekend is what teams do when they have the ball. Like, there will be so much of an emphasis placed on kickouts this week. And it's the tradition with every team going into games. There's so much talk about opposition kickouts and your own kickouts.
When you were preparing for an Ulster final, would you have spent a lot more time on Morgan's kickouts and what Tyrone do and how they plan their game around that than you would have against other opposition?
Not necessarily. No, it's on every opposition. Like, every time you go out to play a game, two of the first things you do is look at the opposition kickouts and what you're doing for them, and your own kickouts and what you're doing for them. And a large part of preparing for big games and big championship games is spent on that alone. Like, it takes up a major chunk of time in training. And then obviously what you do when you have the ball or when you do get it, and I think that's, as I said, that's going to be more important than anything this week. And I think if the semi-final taught us anything, it taught us that, because Kerry got all of their own kickouts, and they got a large portion of Tyrone's in the semi-final, but Tyrone won.
Yeah.
Came through, you know. So even when they don't have the ball, they can sometimes be dictating how the game flows, because they will swallow you up. And as I said, Kerry will probably be somewhat disappointed looking back on that. They played into Tyrone's hands somewhat. They ran into cul-de-sacs. They ran down blind alleyways. And I suppose if David Clifford wasn't as good as he is, they probably wouldn't have even went to extra time.
So how do Mayo avoid that, of Tyrone just letting them have the ball and inviting them in and turning them over and doing what they do best? What is the Mayo game plan to avoid that happening, Billy Joe?
I think you have to be brave. I think Robbie Henley's, you know, having his best year in goal for Mayo in terms of his kickouts. He was really, really good against Galway in the Connacht final, good again against Dublin. And I think Mayo have been frustrated in the past in National League games against Tyrone, where Tyrone have basically given them the kickout and given them a kickout to the cornerback. And then Mayo find themselves working the ball up the field unchallenged and then trying to break down a 15-man Tyrone defence. And they've struggled with it and lost those games, the most recent one I think last year in the league in Castlebar. So in Croke Park that's a bit harder to do, because you have more open spaces, and particularly if it's a good day and a good dry day where the ball can move a bit quicker. But I think that what you have to do is you have to be willing to mix it up and be able to, you know, not fall into the temptation of just kicking it to your corner back every time. Try and find Dermot O'Connor in a wide midfield area. Try and find Matthew Ruan run into a bit of space. Try and find Kevin McLaughlin coming out of the half forward line into a bit of space, just to get that ball into the middle third a little bit quicker to create something. But at the same time, you will probably go very long with a couple of them, and if you're winning the break, well then you have to see if you're successful with that, because sometimes they're sitting there six or seven bodies waiting for that breaking ball as well, and all they're doing is pushing back towards your own goal.
How much of that is composure, Billy Joe, from Rob Henley? How much of that is, you know, I'm sure a lot of the kick-out strategy, all of the kick-out strategy is planned in advance, in depth, hours upon hours. Actually executing it on the day, is that just the goalkeeper composure, not taking the simple option? Actually, she's like Gavin Bazunu the last night when he's under pressure saying, you know, I can do this, and trusting yourself.
Look, I think too much of this is put on the goalkeeper. If it pans out the way we think it will, where Mayo will have opportunities to kick it to their cornerback, as Kerry had, as Ryan had in goals for Kerry, you have to have another plan. And Mayo have had 4 weeks to work on another plan, 2 weeks knowing it's been Tyrone. And that will mean that those players that I mentioned in the middle third will have to make themselves available to Rob Henley for the kick out based on whatever moves they make, and they'll have worked on that. Now, if they don't make those moves, Rob Henley can't kick it to them. And I suppose the composure then that you speak about from the goalkeeper will be deciding when it's on and when it's not. And that'll be based on whether he has options based on what his out-the-field players are doing. And so I know we focus on the goalkeeper. If the goalkeeper kicks it away, we see it as his mistake. But more often than not, it is if he's forced the issue. But at the same time, it's much more to that. There's midfielders, half forwards, half backs there that have to make themselves available for that kick out when you know the Tyrone are going to drop back in that situation, not pressurize your kick out, and you're trying to get a bit closer to their goal, try and put a couple of Tyrone jerseys behind the ball with one kick of it. And that, as much as anything, is reliant on the movement of the players in the middle third.
Billy Joe had a great line that James Horan is the guru of goal, Connor. It's taken Mayo a while to get going, though, in their last couple of games.
Yeah.
5 down at half time against Galway, 6 down at half time against Dublin. In hindsight, you look back and say, like, the energy levels to keep going at the end of that game and to keep themselves the character. But you can't keep doing that forever.
No, there has to be some bit more element of control to the whole thing this weekend. And I think there will, because both teams are very similar in how they play and how, you know, personnel and how they're stacked up against each other. So I do think we'll see a wee bit more sort of cat and mouse this weekend. There will be an element of kickouts being conceded and possession given to teams from their own restarts. And as I said earlier, it's just what you do with the ball when you have it. And I think Billy Joe touched on it, and I suppose it's what you talked about with James Horan and the go, you know. And Mayo will have to go and be brave if they're going to break down this Tyrone defence. You're going to have to commit numbers to the attack. You can't send up you know, five or six players and expect them to break down a 13-man defence. It's not going to work. So Mayo are going to have to commit numbers to the attack, try and pull the Tyrone defensive shape into places that it doesn't want to go, and see can they pick holes in their defence from there. You know, bring men into the full forward line, stretch them wide, stretch them deep, and see can they find gaps in the Tyrone defence. But that's not easy done. But it will take bravery. But again, I suppose if you're looking at any team in the last 10 years. And talk about bravery, that's what Mayo are, and that's what they've been. So I don't think that will faze them. They'll be well aware as to the task that's ahead of them, and I'm sure, fairly sure, that this is what they've been working on this last 2 or 3 weeks.
You're the neutral voice here, Connor. Call it.
I'm not sitting on the fence here. I genuinely do think this could be a draw. I think based on the two teams and how comparative they are in terms of their personnel, like around the middle, I think, you know, it's fairly even. Whilst Tyrone probably have an inexperienced midfield, the two boys that's there have been competitive. They're physical. They're not letting teams win ball in the air, and they're doing what's asked of them. And like that, Matty Ruan and possibly Aidan O'Shea and, you know, Damon O'Connor and a few lads like that are going to be around the middle. And they're gonna get on an awful lot of ball out there. Well, that's what their plan is, and particularly if the ball is to go 50-50, if both teams are pushing up on the kickouts, you know, a lot of ball will be determined, as Billy Joe said, if teams can get their hands on the ball out round the middle that wee bit earlier, as opposed to just continually working it up the field all the time. So a lot will depend on that midfield battle as well. And I suppose the forwards, like both sets of forwards, you know, particularly going back to the last days, the scores were coming from other sources rather than the inside line. Now, I know Tommy Conroy and the inside line stepped it up a wee bit in the second half against Dublin and ultimately got them over the line. But I think they'll be faced with a different task. So Mayo will have to find scores coming from other places, and which they have. They have scores in their defence and scores in their midfield. Their full back line, Rob Henley, can all score. So there's so many things that are comparative here. You know, Niall Morgan.
Come on, Connor, get off the fence.
I'm on the fence. I'm telling you, this is it. I think it's going to be a draw, folks.
Right.
I genuinely think it's going to be a draw. I think they're so evenly matched, and it will certainly go down to the wire. But I think we can be looking at a second day out here.
All right, Billy Joe, do I even need to ask?
No, you don't need to ask, Nathan. I couldn't tell you that Tyrone were going to win, even if I thought at this stage, I'd be afraid of disappointing you. No, I think Mayo, it's a 50-50 game as I see it. I think we'll see big performances. I think Mayo have the advantage around the middle third. I think it'll be a game based on possession, and I think Mayo will do enough to turn that possession into scores, and I expect them to win a close game.
All right, we'll finish on that note. Billy Joe Padden, Conor McManus, great stuff as always. Enjoy the game at the weekend.
We'll do.
Right, Nathan, good man.
All right, we have any amount of preview on Off the Ball already. Owen Sheehan down in Mayo for a couple of days. He's in Tyrone at the moment. We'll bring you that on OTB AM tomorrow morning. But up next, we'll bring you the best bits of his trip down to Mayo.